Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. First up this half hour, we'll start with Jermaine Jackson. Then back to the 1960s with the Marvelettes. Then the Spinners. Dennis Edwards featuring Sia Garrett. Jimmy Ruffin. The Supremes and the Dads Band. All coming up this half hour. But first up, Jermaine Jackson's great song from 1980. Let's get serious.
From the 60s, 70s, 80s, Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Yeah.
Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from the Spinners, their last on the Motown record label before they went to the Atlantic record label. That was It's a Shame, reaching number 4 in the U.S. pop charts from 1970. Before that, an early Marvelettes hit, number 17 from 1962, Beechwood 4, 5789. And we started with Jermaine Jackson's great song, Let's Get Serious, reaching number 9 in the U.S. pop charts from 1980. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom. For this hour, we're featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s in that order. Well, we just finished up with a song from 1970, so now we're into the 1980s, and actually a song from 1984, Don't Look Any Further. Well, Don't Look Any Further was sung by former Temptations lead singer Dennis Edwards, featuring Syda Garrett. The single was written by Fanny Gold, Dennis Lambert, and Dwayne Hitchings. And it reached number 2 in the Billboard Black Singles chart, but only reached number 72 in the U.S. pop charts. The song was produced by Dennis Edwards. In 1988, a British band called M People recorded the song and made it even a bigger hit. But here is Dennis Edwards, along with Syda Garrett, right here on Motown Memories.
Strange.
Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Beautiful song by Jimmy Buffett, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, that reached number 7 in the U.S. pop charts from 1966. And we started with Dennis Edwards featuring Syeda Garrett. That was Don't Look Any Further, reaching number 72 in the U.S. pop charts and number 2 in the rhythm and blues charts in the United States from 1984. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s in that order. Well, we just finished up with a great song from 1966, so now we go into 1970 with the Supremes and a song called Stone Love. Well, Stone Love was the last Billboard Pop Top 10 hit for the Supremes, peaking at number 7 and their last Billboard number 1 on the rhythm and blues charts as well. The group, though, continued to score top 10 hits in the UK into 1972. This single and another single called Up the Ladder to the Roof are the only top 10 Supreme singles to feature Gene Terrell on lead vocals instead of Diana Ross, who left the group in January 1970 to pursue a solo career. In the UK, it was the post-Ross Supremes' biggest hit, reaching number 3 on their singles chart, and in terms of chart success, was tied for the group's second biggest single selling ever. The single spent 6 weeks in the UK top 10 and 5 weeks in the US top. The song is about a plea for love and peace, similar to those recorded by Sly and the Family Stone in the late 1960s. The lyrics of Stone Love were a plea for the people of the world to end conflict and animosity between each other, specifically at that time, the Vietnam War. Well, writer Kenny Thomas chose the term Stone Love to define the concept of an unchanging bond between one another. Here are the Supremes with Stone Love right here on Motown.
Stone Love.
Daz Band with Let It Whip, reaching number 5 in the U.S. pop charts from 1982. Before that, The Supremes with Stone Love, reaching number 7 from 1970. Well, this hour will feature some great songs from 1960s, 1970s, and 1980. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.